the way I saw music developing was kind of away from the lead guitar, kind of guitar-oriented music. And as much as I love Gerald and his songwriting contributions, I think there was a little tension there between, you know, where he wanted to take the band and the way that I saw music moving was less guitar oriented, and it doesn't necessarily even mean more keyboard or electronics, but apparently that. Anyway, so I thought that what Retro was doing to me at the time seemed like it was going in a direction that was more in line with where I wanted to go musically. And so we had some rehearsals, and I've not even say rehearsal because I think Frank was still in the band. We had jams where we would all kind of get together and try things and house parties. And there was actually an offshoot band from Retro called the Zooks. And so there was like interchangeable, you know, gatherings of these musicians, and I would often be part of those and just really hit it off with the main core people of Retro. And of course, Martin Van Dyke, the drummer, and I were very close friends and had, I think, a really unique bond in terms of the rhythm section. There was something about when we played together that was very special. And with Retro, I felt like I was allowed, not that I wasn't allowed in the Aldrin Mothers, but I felt like there was more of an opportunity to kind of let the bass go into different directions. And the way that I played was very, I guess in some ways not traditional, but very much more of like almost like a lead instrument or melodic. And I think that often could clash with the busyness of in the Aldrin Mothers, you know, because I had a hard time playing just a simple bass part, and Gerald had a hard time playing anything simple. So maybe that was our prog backgrounds or something, but we were, I wouldn't say at odds musically, because it worked, I think, brilliantly in the Aldrin Mothers. But I think as things progressed, it maybe became harder to make room for the rest of the music. Cause I think we were both kind of like in some passive aggressive way, wanting to like just be the lead instrument. I don't know if Gerald would agree with that, but that's partly, I think, what happened with one of the things that happened with the demise of the Aldrin Mothers and at least what I felt was my flourishing in Retro. I felt like I had more of an open space to do more. The guitarists, and ironically, there were two guitarists in that band at the time, but they were both kind of more atmospheric players. And we also had our friend Larry Rosa, who has since passed away, but he kind of worked back and forth between the Aldrin Mothers and Retro and played with both. And he was just a whiz with the keyboards, and he played keyboards with us in Retro. And so between the chemistry between myself and Larry and Martin, especially, I felt like we had something very unique going on. And then the rest of the band just of Retro, I felt, just really took it all into a whole different direction and new sounds that I hadn't experienced or explored before. So that was why I felt like Retro was a good logical next step for me.